are listening to a free version of Majority Report with Sam Steeder. To support this show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
It is Wednesday, June 1st, 2016. My name is Sam Steeder. This is the four-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal in the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. On the program today, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, alleged 9/11 mastermind's lawyers say that not only did the prosecutor in their case destroy evidence, but the judge helped them. That's a big deal. Meanwhile, Clinton gets more endorsements in California. 6 days until the California primary, very important primary for Bernie Sanders. If you know people and you're in California, get them to vote. We'll do a breakdown of the great libertarian debate yesterday.
Respect to my freedom, consequentialist freedom.
Donald Trump battling with the press. And it's not because he's trying to hide the fact that he's got a huge weave and pockmarks on his neck from his plugs. There's something to do with, well, here's a hint. You. Not F you, but Trump you. I guess that's more than a hint. We will cover that Verizon strike. Not all the details of the deal are out yet, but looks pretty good. And more evidence that Donald Trump, despite his bluster, could be facing an epic, epic landslide sliding on him. All that and more on today's program. It's one of those Teaser Tuesday shows that we have on Wednesday. I don't know. I guess we got to come up with a new...
I think we might actually accomplish that goal on this show.
Today.
Yeah.
Last time I did a teaser, it was actually like...
Usually we get a teaser,
10 minutes
people
longer
just get
than normal
a normal
show.
Sized good podcast.
That's right. Well, we do our best. If we come up with a better branding than Teaser Tuesday on Wednesday, it should be more like a...
No, we just need to do less of our best today. Cool. Cap it for them.
Yeah, but how would you start that with a W? Should be a...
Hmm.
We've got a lot of audio from the Libertarian show. The debate. But...
No, it's a show.
I want to talk about this because I've been sort of teasing this for a while. Peter Thiel, this is a PayPal, right? Libertarian guy who so libertarian is he's supporting Donald Trump. Nevertheless, this story, I'm sure you heard, that Peter Thiel turned out to be the guy bankrolling the Hulk Hogan sex tape lawsuit against Gawker. Now, there's so much in that sentence that you don't even want to be aware of. But apparently Hulk Hogan, the wrestler, and I think a lot of people know this story. Maybe they don't. I mean, Hulk Hogan, the wrestler, apparently made a sex tape. And
it was very traumatic for former Majority Report star Matt Binder.
That's right.
Because that was something we hear for him.
And according to Gawker, I believe Gawker has reported that he's also used racial slurs on the tape.
Even more devastating for Matt, he was in the fetal position when that came out.
That's right. Now, Gawker ran with the tape. Is that right? Or they reported on it?
No, they actually Yeah, they embedded the tape in a post. I believe. Yeah,
I don't know
gross.
How they got the tape. I mean, if you really want to look into this, be my guest. But that's not the really important part. I mean, look, Gawker is a gossip site, although this is some very good news, too, actually, and reports. They did an amazing report on Donald Trump being bald and having a or potentially having a $60,000 a year weave or something to that effect.
They're like Jackman meets TMZ.
Yes, exactly. And but apparently they also a couple of years ago had done some stories on Peter Thiel. And I don't know if they were outing him or more or less. But it appears that Peter Thiel, the billionaire, he's a multi-billionaire, not only funded the lawsuit by Hulk Hogan, but is funding other lawsuits against Gawker. Now, it should be somewhat obvious to you what is problematic about this. You have a billionaire who has really, I mean, it's basically the definition of unlimited funds. I don't know if there's ever been a story of a billionaire who has basically spent all of their money. Spent it all. It's basically unlimited. Unless you like consciously decide, like, I'm just writing you a check for every penny I got. Boom.
No, it's like Pablo Escobar. They literally just started burying money because they couldn't handle the physical reality of the amount of assets they were creating.
Well, now I presume Peter Thiel has banking, has access to banking.
Well, he's got some other, yeah.
But
maybe he buries money in the field. He's a weird guy.
Maybe. Who knows? He could. The point is that it's a... could very well be a real threat to free speech in the sense that it you could have newspapers that are already, I mean, we have this, this is already a problem now where media is basically, in many respects, dominated by big corporations. You know, certainly we have this problem in terms of broadcast, but even in print. Well, websites, you know, the bar to entry is not so high. And it may be one of the last places you could have a sort of a non-corporate voice. Nevertheless, this is a way of killing a company. If you bury them with lawsuits, then they become very unattractive to investors who are not going to help them out. They just exhaust their funds either way. I mean, this is, Michael made the point to me that Williams College, some small liberal arts, fancy schmancy liberal arts college in Massachusetts, which I think I, when I was in high school, I wanted to go to. I don't even think I bothered to apply because I don't think I had the grades. Nevertheless, they have a greater endowment than the New York Times. Now, I don't know. I mean, how many millions of dollars? They probably have tens
over at least at least 100 million.
No, oh, wow. Well, that's a lot of money.
But that said, it's an important, as you say, it's a prestigious school, but it's not the New York Times. It's a small liberal arts college in Massachusetts.
A Florida jury awarded Hulk Hogan $140 million. Now, everybody thinks that's going to be appealed, and they're going to win on appeal. But nevertheless, it's not even winning the suit. I want to read this piece by Megan McArdle. I don't know where she, where does someone employs her, right?
I think she's at Bloomberg.
Yeah, okay. I mean, somebody should get a different billionaire than Bloomberg.
Oh, she's a smart one.
To read the internet as a journalist over the past 48 hours is to conclude that the media is on the verge of a Holocaust. I don't know if the media has been. Not the boring old Holocaust of falling ad revenues and clickbait-oriented business models. What? Well, this is her being sassy.
She's a very clever writer.
But a brand new Holocaust in which rogue billionaires are going to sue us all out of existence. Now, I don't know what the term rogue billionaires means. Like, what is a non-rogue billionaire? One that's doing something different than other billionaires? One that's on team? I don't know. But, I mean, she's a professional writer at a very prestigious outlet. I'm sure her editor would have covered that. Right, Kelly?
Prestige. I don't know.
But Rogue Billionaire. Let's say you were an editor, and somebody wrote Rogue Billionaire. Would you go back to the writer and go, what do you mean by that? Rogue.
I think I would have gotten stopped at the Holocaust references.
Okay, so maybe she doesn't
would have gone
editor.
Right back to the writer.
To the, and then, how did you get this column to begin with?
And then she goes,
working it back.
The proximate cause of the sky falling is the revelation that Silicon Valley billionaire Peter Thiel has been funding lawsuits against Gawker, apparently with the intention of destroying the company. And then I really can't handle reading any more of this. It's actually like 3 or 4 pages. I'm going to skip ahead. Like literally, there's 2 or 3 more pages until she gets to her argument. I don't know what else she says in there, but I can only imagine. Fortunately, I also don't think this is the end of journalism as we know it. This is literally 2 pages later. I mean, you talk about it. She had to fill stuff. It's actually really hard to sue a media organization in America. Parentheticals, and before you think this is a special pleading for my industry, it's hard to sue anyone over their speech. Now, Megan McArdle may not be aware of the fact that it's very easy to sue anybody over anything. It's hard to win, but you can sue them.
I'll sue everybody.
And I don't think the point that Peter Thiel or Thiel is looking to win a bunch of suits. I think he's just looking to fund a bunch of suits. Because when you're a billionaire, rogue or not, it doesn't matter to you how much it costs. You're just suing for the sake of intimidation and for the sake of either, you know, just in terms of perceived or but just the threat of money or actually just to drain money out of people. Gawker is particularly vulnerable because it was sued not for libel, but for invasion of privacy. That's an easier case to prove, but it's not the kind of suit to which, say, the New York Times routinely makes itself vulnerable. Well, here's where she doesn't really get the idea either, that they could just be sued and sued and sued and sued. And judges have many tools at their disposal to fight back against suits that they think are abusive. But if you have a billionaire secretly funding a series of unrelated lawsuits, and there's no way to trace this, how would a judge perceive that there's a pattern here? I mean, this is the point that Megan McArdle can't seem to understand, that the money is so large that it could create the illusion that this is coming from 50 different people and it would be in 50 different jurisdictions and one judge may not know about the other cases. So while I can easily agree that this is an existential threat to Gawker and may even have a chilling effect on other gossip sites, I'm not worried that it's a profound threat to the media in general. Most media do not traffic in material which has no obvious news value besides pointing and laughing at someone's private life.
Sneaky move there. That's actually the cleverest part of this terribly written column.
Yes.
Because every time you can bracket, like, well, it's only garbage, so why should you even be concerned about it? It's actually the kind of, in a weird way, it's the journalistic equivalent of, if you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't be worried about the NSA program.
Well, but it's also worse than that, because who's Megan McArdle to make this determination? We have courts to make that determination. She's just deciding this. Is she going to reverse herself if on appeal they find that Gawker does have a right? Of course she won't. So, I don't know. I wanted to talk about that story about Peter Thiel, and Megan McArdle gave me a good entree in being nice enough to write something completely moronic.
But isn't the whole mission of her life to
I suspect it's about making money. All right. I'm glad I got that off my chest. You know, folks. Now, I know this is, we got some vegetarians and vegans, and I've mentioned before that I am not one. And I do have red meat. I don't have it too often. But when I do, for special occasions, and there's nothing like, I have to say, a nice piece of steak. And I don't, I'm getting to that age, but I got to say, a lot of people I know grill. They love to barbecue. It's Father's Day. It's a little bit on the nose, but there's a reason for it. And ladies and gentlemen, do we have the perfect Father's Day gift? Let me tell you about how Omaha Steaks and how this Father's Day, for only $49.99, you can get my limited time Father's Day package when you go to omahasteaks.com. And you have to, and this is a little bit different than most. It's not a coupon code at the end. You enter report in the search bar and it will automatically apply the savings. Report in the search bar. Omaha Steaks offers everything he could want for his grilling needs. That being your dad, but let's be honest, you can get it for anybody. And just pretend it's for dad.
That's true.
They have got bison, seafood, poultry, pork, lamb. They'll give you the option to customize cuts for your dad. And this is a great gift. If you're across the country, this is a great gift to send to your dad. Why Omaha Steaks? They got very high quality cuts of meat, aged for 21 days to unlock all the flavors. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving a limited time offer to my listeners for Father's Day. You will get 80%. What? Is this right?
Insane offer.
You will get 80% off Omaha Steaks for Father's Day package, which includes, well, you know why they do this? Because they know once you try it, you're going to keep coming back. For 80% off, and it comes frozen. They sent us some, and we all divvied it up here. I have to say, we ate all our steaks. I apologize. I got to the box first. But in this package, you get two tender, mild filet mignons, which I happen to have taken.
Very Peter Thiel behavior of you.
Yes. Two beefy top sirloins, which I also took.
Exactly.
But I will say that the chicken fried steaks, four of them, that's actually a great cut of steak. They have it here. I've had it. Sometimes they call it the flat iron. Four boneless pork chops. Four all beef Omaha steak burgers. Matt?
I had those. They're very good.
Four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs, a pound of steak fries. Did you have the steakhouse fries? Who got those?
I got some.
Oh. And four made from scratch caramel apple tartlets. I don't know if you've broken into those. I couldn't bring those home because I'll eat all four of them before I even get to the house. One Omaha steak seasoning packet. And you get an additional four additional burgers. Great for Father's Day. Order today. It's a limited time package, $49.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, type in report in the search bar at the top of the page, and add the Father's Day package to your cart. You'll get that discount. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. omahasteaks.com, type report in the search bar. Grab your dad and fire up the grill. Check it out, folks. See if you like it. If a bunch of you go and buy your dad, I mean, you basically have a Father's Day celebration. Have everybody over.
A celebration.
Great deal. All right. Let's get into the libertarian stuff. Should we do the teaser? Let's do one, and then we'll go into the teaser, okay?
Okay.
Because, let's just set up the scene first, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? It's the libertarian now. This is the debate, right? This is in Orlando, Florida. The nation's capital for strip clubs. on the eve of, or basically during the Libertarian Convention. Here it is. You're there. You have some people cheering for Austin Peterson, the founder and editor of Libertarian Republic. But you can also hear in the background Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson. They are running against John McAfee. He's the founder of the former McAfee Associates. And I don't know how he's back in the country. For a long time, he was on the run because he was like, somebody thought that he was a murder suspect or something.
Yeah, I didn't look into that, but he does look like he's still on the run, sort of.
Well, whatever. I mean, the guy's, he made his money and he's living his life. Gary Johnson, of course, is the former governor from New Mexico. Daryl Perry, he is the owner and managing editor of Free Press Publications. And then Dr. Mark Allen Feldman. And it was hosted by Larry Elder, who is a California talk show host. I remember I met Larry at the Democratic debate, and he just said, after we were off air, he's like, come on, we'll leave that stuff on the field. And I was just like, no, man, I'm not going to. It was one of those classic.
Sounds like you don't understand. I take the field with me.
Well, I mean, it's also
literally everywhere I go.
It's also 2004, right? We're in the middle of a war. He's out there advocating, basically, as far as I'm concerned, ruining the country. And he's just like, "Come on, it's just business." And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't need to be friends with you. I don't need to be friendly or friends with you." And so that was that. So he was the moderator. All right, now. We're going to start with this piece where they are talking about climate change. Now, Gary Johnson, he's sort of on the fence about the man-made climate change thing. But here's something. Now, this is what's great about these libertarians, right? Is that they only believe in the free market. But, of course, the free market doesn't exist. There is no such thing as a free market. And but if there was a free market, then coal would be doing fine, even though you'd have to sort of transport them over, I guess, like privately made hovercrafts because you wouldn't want to go over the roads. But here's the best part.
A flying club with machine.
So here's Gary Johnson. He's going to get booed for his climate change answer, but not for the reason that you think it is. He's going to get booed because, of course, we all know the reason why coal has gone bankrupt. Big coal. And it's not. Well, here you go.
The planet. Pose the threat to the planet.
Well, I think the real question here is carbon emissions. And we should be, as consumers, we are looking to reduce carbon emission. And in that context, the free market...
Now, as a consumer, when we look to decrease the amount of carbon emissions, why would that be? Is that a free market? Did everybody walking around with their spectrometer or whatever it is that measures carbon, and they're just like, I don't like the carbon? Or is it because we have been told after government officials have investigated that it's killing the planet? But that's a silly point. Go ahead.
And in that context, the free market has bankrupted coal. It's something that we've demanded. It's something that has happened.
Awkward.
I'm not smart enough to say whether or not global warming is man-made. Certainly there is climate change that is occurring. Does that have to do with...
How did he find out that coal is being bankrupt?
I did.
How did he find out any of this stuff? I presume he either divined it because he's so smart or he read about it. But he's not.
He said he's not that smart.
He's not that smart to...
Not smart enough to know that, but smart enough to be president.
It
makes total sense.
Climate change that is occurring. Does that have to do with the sun and the relationship of the earth? I know that Harrison Schmitt, who walked on the moon and was senator from New Mexico, he really questions whether global warming takes place or not. But that said, Carbon emissions is something that we genuinely, as human beings, want to see reduced.
Why?
Coal is a good example of having been bankrupted by the free market. This is free market forces at work that have refused to put any money into coal. It's a fact. It's a fact.
Mr. Peterson, does global warming pose a threat to the planet?
The free market didn't bankrupt the coal industry. It was regulations and President Obama.
Of course. Of course. When did those EPA rules come in? Are they actually even active at this point? Oh my God. It was President Obama that did it. Of course. Because Peterson's smart enough to know the free market doesn't really exist anyways. All right, folks. We're going to say goodbye to our freebie listeners. You can become a member by going to jointhemajorityreport.com and sign up to become a member today. It's pennies a day, ladies and gentlemen. You will get ad-free shows, no commercials. Like, members are listening to this right now. They're going, what commercial? There's no commercial in today's show. Yeah, there was. You just don't know about it because you're a member. Although maybe I will tell you about that deal because it is a good deal. We'll do it well enough. But forget about that. Forget what I just said. But you also support the show.
I would hate for you not to know.
Yeah, it would be a shame. And you support the show, pennies a day. So go to jointhemajorityreport.com. Also, justcoffee.coop, fair trade coffee, tea, or chocolate. Use your coupon code MAJORITY, get 10% off, ladies and gentlemen. If you've never tried Just Coffee, it's time for you to do it. I don't know why you haven't. Really, grow up. And also, if you buy crap from Amazon or nice stuff from jet.com, go to majorityreportkickback.com. And click on that, bookmark that link, buy your stuff through there. We get a kickback. All right, quick break into the fun half. 646-257-3920 is the number. 646-257-3920 is the number. Hey, what's today? Only Wednesday? What's wrong with me? You can IM me at Majority FM. We got a lot more. Austin Peterson really seems to be the star of this.
He's the future.
He's the future, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't he the lead on ALF? Wasn't he the guy who was on ALF? Not ALF, but the actor?
Austin Peterson's a pretty young guy.
Oh, okay. I don't think it was him. We'll be right back.